Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Chof Dalet. And we are 11 lines from the top of daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis Tanan. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzara Vashifya. So yesterday, 7.5 years ago, we began a new Mishnah on the top of daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah in Shas that talks about the halacha of Korov. The Mishnah said as follows: Nipoil hanimtza b'toich hamishem amo. If a nipoil, which Rashi says is a goizel, which in English means a baby chicken, was found within 50 amis of a shoivach, of a chicken coop, hareyu shabala shoivach, we assume that the nipoil belongs to that shoivach, thus the owner of it can claim it and keep it. Chutz b'chamishem amo, if the nipoil was found more than 50 amos away from the shoivach that's in the area, hareyu shel moitzai, the person that finds it, based on rules and regulations of Elo Metzios, would be able to keep it. Nimtza bein shnei shoivachos. What if a nipoil was found in between two different shoivachos? Karev lozeh shalai. Karev lozeh shalai. Whichever one of the shoivachos it's closer to, that shoivach is the one we'll assume that this nipoil came from, thus the owner of that shoivach would be able to keep it. Mechza, mechza. Let's say it's literally equidistant between these two shoivachos, says the Mishnah, shneim yachloiku, then the halacha is that the owners of the two shoivachos respectively will be able to each have a claim on this nipoil, and the halacha will be yachloiku. Now, the ikar halacha of this Mishnah is that in the event that you have mamon, you have a suffix who the owner of the mamon is, there's an idea called karoiv that could be machria the suffix mamon. So we know that in the world of suffix mamon, roiv is machria sveikos, chazaka is machria sveikos, obviously edim are machria sveikos, even in ed echad could be machayev shvua. There's an idea of a migu, different toyin v'nitin type of halachas. Our Mishnah is being mechadish that in the world of Safik Mamon, there's something called Karev. What's specifically the case? The case is where you have a nipoil that was found. You don't know who the owner of the nipoil is. We assume that if it's close to one of the shayvachas, that the owner of that shayvach is really the owner of that nipoil. Now, the Gemara began its analysis of this Mishnah by stating a comment that was made by Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina said that in this Mishnah, it's mavur that karoiv is machriya sveikos. We know that roiv is also machriya sveikos. What would be if you have a sofik moment? There's a roiv and there's a karev. So there's a face-off between roiv and karev. What would be machriya? Roiv and karev, holchen achar roiv, or roiv and karev, holchen achar karev. And Reb Chanina unequivocally stated, roiv and karev, holchen achar roiv. And Reb Chanina said that even though roiv is deiraisa, and even though karev is also deiraisa, as we saw in the end of yesterday's daf, it's learned out from the parasha of the Egla Arufa. So really, they both are equal michatonim from the standpoint of maybe I should be the one that's Adif. They're both midairaisa, stating that in the event that you have this clash between Roiv and Karoiv, the halach is that you go Basar Roiv. The Gemara immediately had a problem with Rab Chanina's memra in light of the parsha of the Egla Arufa. The Gemara deflected that, and we're now up to the next comment of the Gemara on what Rab Chanina said, which really is going to take us back to the Mishnah that we just chazered, and really the first part of today's daf is a deep dive in terms of understanding the Mishnah that we learned. Either way, says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, in the event that a goizel, a nipal, this baby chicken was found, and it's within 50 amos of a shoivach, the halach is hareu shabala shoivach, it belongs to the bala shoivach. Why? Based on the idea of karoiv, says the Gemara, v'afag after ikach, isn't it fair to assume that there are other shoivachos in the neighborhood? Now, maybe not within 50 amis of where the nipoil is, maybe not as close to the nipoil as this shoivach is, but at the same time, you have to assume that there are other shoivachos in the area. Not just that. It's also mistaber that maybe one of those other shoivachos have more birds in them than does this shoivach that's really, really close to the nipoil. And still, what's the halacha of the Mishnah? Nipoil hanimtza b'toich hamishen amo, hareyu shabala shoivach, we give it to the owner of the shoivach that's closest to the nipoil. Zoysay Meres, we go Basa Karoiv. Now, according to Rav Chanina, that says Roiv Karoiv, what's the halacha? You go Basa Roiv. So why is it so poshut that you give it to the Shoivach that's closest to the Nipal? L'chura, maybe one of the other Shoivachos is the Roiv. And based on Rav Chanina's halacha of Roiv Karoiv, Hoch and Acher Roiv, the halacha should be not just give it to the one that it's closest to, but rather let's see where the Roiv is and we'll assume called the parish miruba parish, and that's who you should give the nipo back to. But the Gemara says b'dalaka. No, it's not muchach that there were other shayvaches in the area. La'olam, I'll tell you, there were no other shayvaches in the area, and as a result, this is the only shayvach in town. If this is the only shayvach in town, so it's for that reason you give it to the owner of this shayvach. Now, there's a lot of pshat tova toisvesin on this Gemara, and really, it's important to go through these toisvesin in order to get a good understanding of the Gemara. We'll give a shout out to one or two ha'aras as we go through the Amid. But one of the things that Tosfa says is that when the Gemara says Bedeleka, Pashina means Bedeleka, there is no other Shoivach. You don't have to say that. You could say that Bedeleka means that there are other Shoivaches, but the other Shoivaches didn't necessarily have any more Yoinim in them, any more Nipoilim in them than did this one. But the bottom line is, it's talking about where there is no Raif. I mean that there's no Raif, so therefore you go bust at the carpet. The Gemara says, Ihachi, Ibazoi, Ima Sefer. Take a look at the Sefer. The Mishnah said that in the event that the Nipo was found within 50 Amas of the Shoivach, then you give it to the Balash Shoivach, Chutz Michamisham Amas. If, however, it was found outside of 50 Amas, meaning it's more than 50 Amas away from the Shoivach, Hareo Shal Moitzai. Then the Halach is, whoever found it is allowed to keep it. Meaning, we assume that it's a little too far removed from the Shoivach, and therefore, you can keep it. What's the Gemara's Kashav? Ibedaleka. If you're going to tell me that it's talking about where there's no other Shoivachos, Vadai Mea, Hu Nafal, then it's obvious that it came from this Shoivach, and if it came from this Shoivach, for sure you should have to give it back to the Bala Shoivach. In other words, the way Tosfos explains the Gemara's Kasha. Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that the Metzias of the Mishnah is where there's one Shoivach that's close to the Nipal, and there's other Shoivachos that are farther away, and that maybe even have more birds in them. So then, I understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you find the bird within 50 Amos of this Shoivach, then you return it to the Bala Shoivach. He's the Karev, so we're going to assume that it came from it. If it's more than 50 Amas, so now you no longer have the Maila of Karev, because it's a little bit too far away for it to be considered quote-unquote Karev. So it's for that reason, what do you do? So now you go Basarev, and you look for other options. But if you're going to tell me that if that were the case, you would always go boss of the Roiv, because Roiv v'Karev, the halach is Hoch and Achar Roiv, and the Mishnah that says that if it's B'toicha Misha Ma'amah Hareu Shabal HaShoivach, Bal Karchach is talking about B'deleka, where there is no Roiv. Well, if B'deleka, so this is the only Shoivach in town, then how could it be that if it's Chutzach HaMisha Ma'amah, you're not going to give it to the owner of the Shoivach? There's nobody else to give it to. Meaning, if the Metzias is B'de'ikka, so there are several options. So being that there are several options, so I understand why the halacha could be that if it's Chutz L'chamisha Ma'amah, you're not going to give it back to the owner of the Shoivach. But if you're telling me B'de'ikka, so B'de'ikka means there's only the Shoivach. Let's learn B'de'ikka means there's only the Shoivach. So if B'de'ikka means that there's only this Shoivach, then how could it be if it's Chutz L'chamisha Ma'amah, you're not going to give it to the owner of the Shoivach? Who else are you going to give it to? Now, it's just kedai, in case it's bothering you, to speak out that it's mashman the Gemara, that if it's talking about B'de'ikka, so you had all these other Shoivaches, then I would understand why if it's Chutz Michamisha Ma'amah, Hareyu Shal Moitzai. The halach is whoever finds it is allowed to keep it. What do you mean? If you're telling me where it's Chutz Michamisha Ma'amah, so then there's no Karev, and Fakarev, now you have to go Basarev, so why are you keeping it? Go Basarev, find out who owns the Shoivach with the most birds in it, and that's the person you should give it to. So Tosfos bavarns that, and Tosfos says you'd have to make an akimta that the Shoivach that had the Roiv was also a Shoivach that belonged to an Eni Yehudi, or it was a Shoivach Shal Hefker. So therefore, the halacha would be Hareyu Shal Moitzai. So the minute we assume that it's coming from the Roiv, Hareyu Shal Moitzai, the halacha is you're going to be able to keep it. But again, the Gemara's Kash is Bishlam if you're going to tell me that the case of the Mishnah is talking about where there was a Roiv and there was a Karev, and the reason the halacha is Nipalanim Sotech Hamicham Hareyu Shal Shoivach is because Roiv the Karev karev holchen achar akarev. Okay, so then when it's tei chamisha mamo, there's a karev. Chutz chamisha mamo, there's no karev. Why harev shalmoitzai? Because we're making a kimta that the roiv is talking about as asar roiv. We're in the sugis of elam etzias. If you want to keep it, you're allowed to keep it. If, however, you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is talking about where there is no roiv, why not? Because roiv akarev holchen achar haroiv. And if the Mishnah says nimtza nipa tei chamisha mamo reu shel bal ashoivach bal karchach, it's talking about where there's no roiv. Well, if there's no roiv, all there is what? All there is the karev. So if all there is the karev, then why is it that the halacha is that if it's found, chutz michamishem amo, harei ushal moitzai, you're allowed to keep it. Why are you allowed to keep it? You should for sure have to assume that it came from this one shoivach, even though it's more than 50 amos, it's not mamish karev, but where else did it come from? And if that's the case, why is the halacha harei ushal moitzai? Now, another ha'ara that Tosfos talks about in the course of these many pshat tova Tosfosin is, why don't you assume that maybe somebody was walking with this bird and he dropped it? Meaning maybe it came from one of the Ivrei Drachim. And if you would assume it came from one of the Ivrei Drachim, so maybe that would be a good reason that the halacha should be harei ushal moitzai. Meaning if it's within 50 amos, so it's really karev to the shoivach, so that's why you're giving it to the bala shoivach. But if it's more than chamishim, it's talking about bidaleka, there is no other shoivach, but still lav dafke, it came from the bala shoivach. Maybe it came from someone that was walking by and he dropped it. So Tosfos says you have to say that's a milsa d'loy shchicha. You know, as much as when you learn shleim boichsim and elam etzias, everyone's dropping things all over the place, but at the same time, people usually are protective over their things, so it's not so shchiach. So if there's a shoivach, even though it's 54 and a half amas away from where the shoivach is, it's still yoisim estabred that that's where it came from. Either way, that is the Gemara's kasha. And to answer this question, the Gemara says, hachu ma'yaskin, and you have to say, bimidada, an oikimta in the entire Mishnah. Lo'olam roiv v'karov hoilchin achar aroiv. And you're right, you can't make an oikimta in our Mishnah necessarily that it's talking about bidaleka, let it be bidaleka. What's the kasha? The kasha is if roiv v'karov holchen achar aroiv, and you're telling me that what? You're telling me bidaleka, there is a roiv, and there is a karov, so why is it that nipala nimtza v'teicha mishanamo harehu shel bal hashoivach? It should be assumed to belong to whichever shoivach has the roiv. The Teretz says we're not talking about a regular bird. We're talking about a bird that was medada. Again, this is a nipal. This is a freshly minted bird. And this bird wasn't even able to fly yet. It's just like puttering. It's jumping a little bit. And being that it's a medada, so over here we say what Rav Ukva Bar Chama said, and that is Rav Ukva Bar Chama, kala medada, ena medada yoisim yinon amo. That any bird that's medada doesn't have the ability to be medada yoisim minon ama. What's the point? The point is that it's true there's a roif, but being that this bird was medada, so we can't assume that the bird came from the roif, and being that you can't assume that it came from the roif, why? Because it's more than 50 amas, and it's in a medada, it's impossible for it to have gone more than 50 amas. So therefore, if it's nimtza b'tei chamishan ama, so you're going to go to the karev, not because karev is better than roif is really better than karev, but hachav ma'yaskina b'medada, being that it's medama, that in and of itself knocks out the possibility that it ever came from the roif. If, however, it was found, so then the halacha is you get to keep it. Why do you get to keep it? Well, the reason you get to keep it is because, again, it's medada. Being that it's medada, you don't assume that it came from the shoivach that's close by. And being that you don't assume that it came from the shoivach that's close by, so it's for that reason you are allowed to keep it. Says the Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Yirmi, Yirmi had a question. What would be if raglei achas patoich monamo, v'raglei achas chutz mechamisha mamo? So somebody found a nipo. What's the loch? If it's nimtza patoich hamisha mamo, harei ushabal hashoivach. If it's chutz mechamisha mamo, harei ushamoitzah. What if one foot was patoich hamisha mamo and the other foot was on the other side of the chamisha mamo? So is that considered toy chamisha mamo, or is it considered beyond chamisha mamo? Says the Gemara, after Rabbi Yirmiya asked this question, the Olam came to Rabbi Yirmiya and they said, Rabbi Yirmiya, can you please leave Beis Medrash? Literally, va'alda afku the Rabbi Yirmiya mibei Medrash. It was because of this question that Rabbi Yirmiya was asked to leave the Beis Medrash. So we mentioned this so many times as we've gone through Tafyoimi together, and that is throughout Shas, Rabbi Yirmiya always comes up with these interesting questions that nobody was able to figure out an answer to. It's Rabbi Yirmiya's MO, literally. He's always asking these shilas. You have a Shveres Sugya, and boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, He's able to think the unthinkable. And most Rav Yirmi Yishayla is, no one was even able to give Zechanetza with. They were such hard questions to try to figure out. And it seems that Rav Yirmi Yishayla's, on some level, was even getting to the Chachamim. Ad kedei kach, that Rav Yirmi was asked to leave Beis Medrash. Now, what was the straw that broke the camel's back? What was the Shayla that caused Rav Yirmi to be asked to leave? It was this question right here. Valda afkul Rabbi Yirmiya Bei Midrasha, says the Gemara. It was because of this question. So from all the questions of Rabbi Yirmiya, this was the question with the Hey idea. Incidentally, the drama surrounding Rabbi Yirmiya being asked to leave Beis Medrash is a Gemara Maseches Bava Basra, but it's a Gemara at the end of Bava Basra. We'll get to it in like 5 months from now. But it's like really at the end of Bava Basra where the Gemara tells the rest of the story and some of the drama that surrounded this idea that Rabbi Yirmiya was kindly requested to please leave Beis Medrash. Come move in. He was allowed back in, but that's already a story for another day. Either way, Zok to Gemara, Toshma, Nimtza Bein Shnei Shevachas, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, in the event that the Nipah was found between two Shevachas, Karvlos Ashalot, Karvlos Ashalot. So whichever one it's closer to, that's the one that's going to be able to get it. Says the Gemara, it sounds like that you give it to the one that it's closest to, even though one of them might have more than the other. Meaning, we're not taking Roiv into consideration. What we're taking is Karev into consideration. Rav Chanina said, Roiv v'Karev holchen achar ha-Roiv. So why is it that we hear what it sounds like only about who it's closest to? L'chura, what happened to Roiv? So the Gemara says, holcha b'mayaskinon sheshneim shavin. You have no raya from the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where these two Shevaches had the same amount of Goizoles inside of it. As a result, there is no cheshmen of Roiv, and therefore we're not taking Roiv at all into consideration. But here the Gemara asks another kasha. And this kasha, the Gemara didn't ask earlier, but the Gemara is asking now, and that is V'lezel Basa Ruba Da Alma. Why don't we assume that it came from somewhere in the world? Meaning, we're dealing with a bird. Birds fly. So the bird came from this Shoivach, that Shoivach. I don't know. Maybe it came from the north because it travels down south during the winter because it wants good weather, right? And if that's the case, what you should really be cheshmining is Ruba Da Alma. Why are we only looking in this zip code? Again, we're dealing with birds. So as a result, why don't we take Ruba Da Alma into consideration? So the Gemara says, Hacha b'mayaskino, and you want to know what the answer to this question is? It's talking about Bishvil Shal Kramen. It's talking about where this bird was really found in a path that went between vineyards. And really, the way Rashi explains it, it's a huge machlokes for Shoyin. I don't understand Pashup Shana in this Gemara. But the way Rashi explains it is that really the Gemara is going behemshich to what it said in the beginning. And that is, we already made an Ikimta that the Mishnah is talking about a bird that's medada, right? We're talking about a bird that hops around. This is not a bird that's really able to fly. The bird itself is medada. Okay, now, let's just pause for 1 second. If the bird itself is medada, so what is even the Gemara's kasha of a lazel basa ruba da alma? L'chura, to the extent that it's medada, so it wasn't really able to go so far anyways. And not just that, to the extent that it's medada, so for sure, the only ones that you should be able to cheshbin are the ones that it's within 50 amas of. So Rashi says, it's the bottom Rashi on Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, that the Gemara thinks that when it says in the Mishnah, Nimtza Bein Shnei Shevachos, Karv Lozeh Shaloi, Karv Lozeh Shaloi, it's Mashma, even if it's Chutz Mechamishim Amma from any one of the Shevachos. It's not clear that way in the Mishnah, but that's what the Gemara thinks, right? How did the Mishnah start? If the Nipah was found within 50 Amis, it belongs to the Bala Shoivach. If it's outside of 50 Amis, it belongs to the person that found it. If it's found between the Shoivachos, so between the Shoivachos within 50 Amis, or between Shoivachos even outside of 50 Amis? Kasolka Daitach, even if it's outside of 50 Amis, this is going to be true. And it sounds like Karav Lezeh Shaloi, Karav Lezeh Shaloi, that even if it's outside of 50 Amis, still the halach is that it's you're going to give it to the one that it's karev to. Now, being that that's the way the Gemara understood that case in the Mishnah is talking, so it's mashma then that it can't be talking about medada, because we said already that if it's medada, it can't really go more than 50 amas. So medada is really out of the equation. So the Gemara's kasha is, if that's the case, so why are you only cheshbening who it's karev to? What you should have to cheshben is the roiv. Why are we not taking roiv into consideration? And the Gemara's kasha is that even if you want to tell me there's no shoivach in the area that is a roiv, you'll tell me b'daleka, but why are we not taking Ruba d'Alma into consideration? Now again, the Gemara earlier didn't mention anything about Ruba d'Alma. Rashi, Tosfos, both asked the kasha. So much pshat tova here that needs to be worked through. But that is the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that it thinks that it's nothing lame b'tayrus medada, zok Rashi, that we're not dealing with a medada, because it sounds like if it's nimtza bein Daloch is always going to go karvless, even if it's not medada. And if that's the case, so the Gemara's kasha is that why is it that you only look at the karev? Why don't you go bust the roiv? Oh, it must be a raya that roiv a karev, you go bust the karev. But the Gemara says, no, loivim, it's talking about where it's medada. Now, I thought it's mashma even more than chamisha mama. It's true, but b'shvil shal kramim, it's talking about where this path, where the bird was walking, was a path that goes in between vineyards. It's not stam meandering around. It's in a defined area. And the Gemara says in a rather wordy way, "Im isa de me'alma asi." If it came from me'alma, kiven de medadi le matzi asi. If it was a medada, it couldn't have came from somewhere. The chol de medadi, the hadar chazi le lekine medadi. Any bird that's a medadi, if when it turns around, it sees, you know, where it came from, it'll continue to be medadi. But if not, it's going to stop being medadi. Which in short means the Gemara is saying, really, it is talking about ben medadi, right? And what's the kasha? I more than 50 amis, it's not medadi. The it's b'shvil shal kramim. And being that if it turns around, it still sees its abode, so therefore it has no problem being medadi. What's the kasha? Maybe it came from Ruba d'Alma. Ruba d'Alma, the shvil shal kramim, is going to block out wherever it came from. Right? Can't be it came from New York City if this is down south. Why not? Because Al doesn't see New York City anymore. So it for sure came from one of these two shevachas, which we're not sure which one it came from. Whichever one it's carved to, that's the one that we're going to assume that it came from. But the bottom line is that La'olam, the Reisha of the Mishnah, and the Sefer of the Mishnah are both talking about where it was medada. Because it's medada, therefore we're not taking the roiv into consideration, and that's why in our Mishnah we're going basa karev. So again, the pshat tov in this Gemara, it's in dritamol, is not easy. But just want to bring out, what was the ikar point? In our Mishnah, it's mavur, this new bria called karev. Nipal animtza b'teicha mishan mama, harev shaval ha-shoivach, why there's something called karev? We know roiv, we know chazak, etc., etc. We now know there's something called karev. Rabbi Chanina said, what if there's a shaila between roiv and karev? You go baser roiv. The kasha is, then why in our Mishnah are we not taking roiv into consideration? It sounds like the only thing we're taking into consideration is karev. The long answer to that question is, Chav Gimel Amid Beis and the top of Chav Dalet Amid Aleph and Bava Basrim Perek L'Yachmer. The short answer is B'medada. That's the short answer. And being that it's B'medada, so it can't be coming from some faraway Shoivach. It certainly can't be coming from the north. And it's for that reason, the only area it could be coming from is from the close by Shoivachos. There is no Cheshbin of Roiv. And it's for that reason, what we do is we go Basar the Karev. Either way, says the Gemara, Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Afana nami tanina. I have a raya from a Mishnah. Raya to what? To Reb Chanina's halacha. When there's a question between roiv and karev, you go basrev. What's the Mishnah? So this is Mimerchak Tovi Lachma. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Nida, Daf Yud Zayin Amabe. So we know the halacha is that a woman that's roya dam nida, ba'isa makim, becomes a nida. Stating that the only time dam ba'isa makim renders a woman a nida is if the dam comes from the makar. If, however, the dam does not come from the makar, even if it's found by Oysa Makim, it would not render the woman a nida. Says the Mishnah, dam shenimtza b'proizdar. Let's say dam was found in the proizdar, meaning by Oysa Makim of the isha. So the halach is sveikoy tome. Even if you don't know for sure where the dam came from, meaning you don't know for sure that it came from the makar, it came from the anatomy of an isha that would make her a nida, misafik, we assume that she's tame, and the reason is shecheskasoy min amakar, because it's becheskas, we assume that the dam probably came from the makar, says Abayo. Now, as much as it's true cheskasoy min amakar, or if you want to use a different sprach, most of the dam that an isha has, the proizdar, comes from the makar, but there are parts of her anatomy that are closer to the proizdar than the makar, and it's possible the dam came from there. There is the aliyah that it's just used as a metaphor and a euphemism to describe a chelik of the Ishna, the Mekarba, which is closer to the Makar, is closer to the Proizdar, and it's possible that the Dam came from there. Elamai, what do you have to say? That although it's true that Aliyah is Kariv, and the Makar is Rachik, but it's Cheskosim and Amakar, because Roiv of the Dam comes from the Makar. Also, you see, Roiv Akar, if you go Basar Roiv, so says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Afan Anami Tenin, Averaya to Rav Chanin. Amar Dei Rav, it's Rav heard what Abaye said, and he said, no, Roiv Umatzu Ka'amri, you bring him a Raya from there, that's not a Raya. This is much more posh than Rav Chanin is saying. And the reason is, because for Dam to come from the Makar is number one Roiv, but it's not just Roiv. It's also matzoy. It's something that's shchiach, right? This is something that's very, very common. And because it's common, so roiv v'kariv is a roiv u'matzoy is can already be different. Meaning, loyla, maybe roiv v'kariv, you go basakariv. Ay, afana nami tanina, there's no raya from there. Because over there, it's roiv u'matzoy, and being that it's roiv u'matzoy, like the man amar. Over there, nobody is chaylik, everybody agrees, roiv u'matzoy is going to be different. So according to Abai, you have a raya from Dam Nida, because there's a Rav and a Karav, and you see you go Basar Rav. According to Rav, there's no Raya, because that Rav is a Rav Umatzoy, and Rav Umatzoy, that's not Rav Chanina's Chiddush. No one's arguing with that. Rav Chanina's Chiddush is where all you have is a Rav against a Karav. Even then, you go Basar Rav, to that you have no Raya. Now, the next word in the Gemara is Detani. If you look at Toysa Dibra Maschol, Detani, Toysa has a Gersa, whether the proper Gersa really is Detani, or the proper Gersa is Tani. Taisa says the Gemara is much easier if the proper Gersa is Tani, and the Taisa says I can make it work, even if the Gersa is Ditani. So we're going to go with the easier Gersa, which is Tani. Tani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya taught the following halacha: Dam anim tzeb proizder. If an Isha finds Dam in the proizder, and she doesn't know for sure if it's Dam Nida, not Dam Nida, so the halacha is Chayovin Olav. Albias Mikdash. In the event that she walks into the Azara, she walks into the Beis HaMikdash, we assume that she was a Nida when she walked into the Beis HaMikdash, even though she doesn't know for sure that she's a Nida, right? Not the Chazer, the Yesoidus of Nida, but there was no Hargosha maybe. So we don't know for sure that that's what happened, but Afal Pikein, the halacha is she's going to be Chayiv, because we assume for sure she's a Nida. Not just that, but sorry for all of us at Truma. If she comes in contact with Truma, we assume that the Truma came in contact with Vaday Toma, and the halacha is we're going to burn the Truma. So just to be clear, what did Reb Chiya just say? Reb Chiya said that if a woman finds Dam in her proizdar, she's a Vaday Nida. How did he say it? By bringing out two halachas that are only true if she's a Vaday Nida. Chayav and Olav Albias Mikdash, that she's subject to the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, she can bring karbonos. Not just that, Sarf and Olav HaSachuma. What's the point? If all she was a Safik Nida, then she wouldn't be Chayav Albias Mikdash. Yeah, misafik, she wouldn't be allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. But you couldn't bring karbonos, because maybe it's Chul Nazar. Not just that, you wouldn't be able to be soyref as a truma. If she touched the truma, yeah, you wouldn't be able to eat the truma, because maybe it's truma tmeya. But you also wouldn't be able to burn it, because maybe it's truma tayr. So really, what did Reb Chiya say in English? Reb Chiya said, was dam anim tzeb proizdar, vaday nid. Not safik, vaday. And what's it based on? Cheskosam and amikah, right? Obviously, it's what we just said. But you're going to be a vaday. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, Shmami no, but Reb Chiya class. You see three things for Reb Chiya. Shmami no, number one, you see from him, roiv v'karoiv, halach achar roiv. Where do you see that? That's mamash asugya. You see that because maybe the dam came from the Aliyah, which is Karev. Why are you assuming it came from the Makar? Oh, because it's Rav. Oh, so you see, Rav, Karev, you go Basar Rav. And it's Machriya, but Teres Vaday, right? That's number one. Number two, Vishmami, you know what else you see? Ruba Dei Raisa. Interesting. Until this, we didn't know Ruba's Dei Raisa. Toysvis Kasha. Ruba the Lesser come on, Ruba the Isa come on, Ayin Toysvis and Ayin Raid Bites from the last Machzer. But the bottom line is, Shmamino, you see from here that Ruba's Dei Raisa. Shmamino, and the third thing you see is that Isala de Rab Zera, that the Halacha is like Rab Zera. Amr Rab Zera, Rab Zera said, Afabisha Dalsois Medina Nu'ulois, that even if the Dalsois of the Medina are Nu'ulois still, what? So Rashi fills in the blanks. Rashi says that the rest of Rab Zera's story is in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Ksubas, the Gemara over there is talking about the classic case of Roiv, where there were 10 stores in a city, 9 of the stores sold basa shchuta, one of them sold basa nevela, and then a piece of meat was found in the street. So what's the halacha? Called the parish, meruba parish. Stating that, there is a tzad in the Gemara that could be if the gates of this city that had all these butcher shops were closed and locked, then you wouldn't go basa Roiv. And the reason is a chiddush, because it could be in order to say roiv, it's not enough that you have one roiv, you actually would have to have two roivs. Okay, if the gates were open and we can ascertain that all the butcher shops in the surrounding areas are Jewish, so then you have a double roif. You have one roif because 9 out of the 10 butcher shops in the city are kosher. And not just that, even the surrounding areas are kosher. So it's based on the double roif that it would work. So it's the dadzat zat in the Gemara. Reb Zeira, however, debunked that. He said, "Afal pisha dalsleis medina nuulois." Still, the halacha is that you go basarif. All you need is one right. Said Rava from Rab Chiya's halacha, "Shma minol Rab Zeira." You have a right to Rab Zeira. Household to isha dechi dalsleis medina nuulois damio, because an isha is the equivalent of dalsleis medina nuulois. How so? Because we're saying now that an isha defines dam in the prize door. She's a nida. Why? Based on right. How many rives do you have? It's easy math. It's one rive, right? It's not two rives. And afal pikein, you see that. But Teres Vadai, we assume that she's a nido. Vafilo hachikas lina basaruba. So you see, clearly one rave is enough. Bottom line, Reb Chiya said, Dama nimsa beproizdar, chayov and olav albias mikdosh, vesorf and olav asachuma. Which means that this woman is going to be a Vadai nido. Said Rava, Shma minomid Reb Chiya, plus. Number one, you see from here, Rav Akarav, holochachai Rav. Number two, Ruba de Raisa. Number three, you don't need two Ravs, all you need is one Rav. Three major memories in the world of Rav. Now, what's the Gemara's kasha? Why are we talking about this right now? Because Varavu the Kama Rav Umatsu, like Lamanda Amar, Abaye was the one that said, Afananami Tonino, I have a raya to Rav Chanino, that Rav Akar you go Basar Rav. What's my raya? Dam Shunim to be praised there. Oh, Rav Akariv, you go Basar Rav. When Rav heard that, Rav says, what's the raya? Rav Umatsu Kamrit. There, there's a roiv and there's a matzoi. It's not a tzushta to a regular roiv. And here, the Zelber Rava, who doesn't like what Abaye said 5 minutes ago, said Shmami not klas. And one of the things he proved from the same case, it's the same story. It's the same story. It's not a tzushta. It's not mimerchak tovi lachman. It's the same story. And Afal Piket, he said Shmami not klas. And the first thing was roiv akariv, you go basar roiv. Says the Gemara, what it very often says, Hadar be Rava me'ahi. Right? There's a lot of before and after in the world of Rava. And you have to say Rava was chayzer. And Echanami, Rava was chayzer from what he said. And as a result, no, Rava was chayzer. So then there's no stira between the two members of Rava. Zaktimar Itmar. Chavish Atzaf Benar. A barrel that was found floating in the Nahar. Now this barrel had wine inside of it. And the question is whether this wine is kosher wine or it's stam yenam, in which case it's non-kosher wine. So it's floating in the river. Now, Rashi says it wasn't just any river, and it's really muchach that way in the Gemara. It was by the Nahar Peros, the Euphrates River. Either way, says the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav said, Nimtzas keneged ir sheruba Yisrael. If it was found facing a city, where most of the people that live in the city are Yidden, Muteris, you're allowed to drink the wine. I mean, imagine, you find a bottle of wine, it's floating in the river, you have no idea if it's kosher, it's not kosher. No, it's closer to an ir sheruba Yisrael. Isn't that you could drink it? Keneged ir sheruba nachrim. If it's closer, however, to an ir sheruba nachrim asura, then the halacha is you would not be able to drink it. The Shmuel HaMashmul said, "I feel an imtaz keneged ir sheruba yisrael asura." That even if it was found next to an ir sheruba yisrael, still it's going to be asked to drink. And the reason is ema, because we're concerned. May ihi dekira asoi. So it seems it was a city called I dekira, Gersa of the Bach, and I dekira was a city that produced a lot of wine. And the wine that it produced was non-kosher wine. So Shmuel said, I understand that you found this thing floating in the river and it's closer to one of the Yiddish shteytlach, but how do you know it didn't come from Ehi Dekira? And as a result, I'm concerned. So what's the machloikis? According to Rav, whichever it's closest to, according to Shmuel, I'm worried that maybe it came from Ehi Dekira. And being that it produces so much wine, called the Paris Meruba Paris, says the Gemara, Gishmak, Leima, but the Rab Chanina come ifligi. It certainly sounds to me like what's the machloikis Rab Chanina's halacha? Meaning, Roy Vekarev. Isn't that the Shaila? It's Karev to the Ish Ruba Yisrael, but the Roy is Ehi Dekira. The Mar is like Rab Chanina, Mar Lesley, the Rab Chanina Shmuel, who says, you go bust the Roy, you also like Rab Chanina, Roy Vekarev, Halacha, Roy. Whereas Rab that says, you go bust the Karev, you also like Roy Vekarev, you go bust the Karev. Mar says, like, Kuliam is like Rab Chanina, maybe. Everybody holds a Rab Chanina, v'hacha b'akam. If it could be the machlekes over here or something else, the Mar Sover im Isa the Mi'i the Kira Asoi. Rav held that if it, you think it came from I the Kira Akuli Upshuri Ava Metavile, all the Akuli Upshuri. So what's Akuli Upshuri? Akuli Upshuri, right? That's a well-known sprach, right? All the bumps and all the icicles and all the things for stitzich in the Nahar in the river would get it in the way of it being able to float too close to the Ish Ruba Yisrael. So Rav held that. Or Ravel, that as much as it's floating in the river, but it's somewhat contained, because of the Idikira getting in the way. Marsava, whereas Shmuel held, Charifa de Nahara, Nakat Vasoy. Sometimes you could have one of these huge tides, or one of these huge currents that come and they sweep whatever it is in the river, and it can mamish take in miles away. So if Idikira is in the general vicinity, that's a roif. And being that everyone holds like Reb Chanina, Reb Akarev, Holok Acharoyev, you would have to go Basarev. So it sounded at first glance like this Machloik is Rav and Shmuel is Mamish, this Chakira, Reb Akarev, do you go Basarev, Reb Akarev, do you go Basarev? But after further review, the Gemara says, it's really not Muchacha. Who chats for the Chamra? Another story. So there was a barrel of wine. Deshtakach bepardiso d'arlo. It was found inside a vineyard where all the grapes and all the wine in this vineyard were Arla. So the balabas of this paradise finds this wine. And he didn't put it there. It was hidden somewhere. He didn't know what to do with it. He just didn't know. Now, it seemed like someone stole this wine and hid it inside this vineyard. What was the shaila? The shaila was it stolen from this vineyard? Or maybe it was stolen from a different vineyard. So the balabas went to Ravina, Shai Ravina. Ravina said, if you want to drink it, you're allowed to drink it. Meaning, the chiddush was that it was found inside a pardesa de Arla. So, you could have very easily thought that maybe it's Arla. Maybe it came from this paradise. It came from this vineyard. So, that was Ravina's chiddush, that we're not concerned that that's what happened, and therefore you're allowed to drink it. Now, Tosfos says, why are you not worried that it's not kosher? Meaning, we know where it came from. So, you tell me it didn't come from this vineyard. You're not worried that it's Arla. Maybe it's not kosher. So, you have to say all the wine is kosher. So, what's Ravina's chiddush? Ravina's chiddush is that you're not concerned that maybe it came from this paradesa. No, we assume it came from the Velt, and the Velt called the Parish, Meruah Parish is not Arla, and if you want to drink it, you're allowed to drink it. It says, Reb Chanina, isn't it probably because he holds like Reb Chanina? Meaning, why is this not, says the Gemara, a classic example of Roy Vekarev? Most of the wine is obviously not Arla, but the wine that's closest to this wine is, yeah, Arlo. So it's a Shiloh Roy Vekar. So do you have a Rai from Ravino that he also Reb Chanina? The Gemara says, no, Shani Hossam. Here there was a special umdan. The E Mignav Minah at Snuya Begave Loi Matzni, right? This wine was stolen. So you think that someone came, he stole wine from this vineyard, and he decided that the best place to hide it is in that vineyard that he stole it from? Probably not. And therefore, the whole karev gets knocked out, and therefore the only thing you have is raif. And therefore, if you want to drink it, you're going to be allowed to drink it. But it could be if you had a bona fide, legitimate karev, and it was a shiloh of a real raif and a real karev, maybe you'd go bust the karev, says the Gemara. But before you run with this psak, you have to read the fine print. Pani mili chamra, the only reason this was true is because what was stolen was wine. Aval invi mitzni, if it was grapes, it would already be different. And the way the Rishonim, Ayin Talmid Rebbeinu Yonah, explained this, is that if somebody steals wine, he's not going to hide the wine in the vineyard that he stole the wine from. And the reason is, because if this vineyard right now is producing wine, it means they have all the Darchei Hagas, all the winemakers are there. So they're going to find it, right? If, however, you're stealing grapes, lav dafka, there's any workers in the field there right now. Could be the field is just sitting around. You're going to wait for the season to harvest it properly. And that's when all the poilim are going to be there. So this strong umdana of the e mignav mina at snuya begave le matzni is always going to be true for wine, but as it relates to grapes, lav dafka, it's going to be true. Could be you would hide it there because lav dafka, there's any poilim there. And being the lav dafka, there's poilim there. So maybe fakir, maybe you stole it from there and you hid it there as well. Says the Gemara, hani ziki de chamra. There were flasks of wine. They were found in between the different rows of vines and grapes inside a vineyard. Okay, and this whole vineyard belonged to Yidden. The question was, the wine, is it kosher or is it not kosher? Sharinu Rava. Rava and wine. Rava was matter, and he said, if you want to drink it, you could drink it. Says the Gemara, Leimo lo yisavala de Reb Chanina. Should we assume that it doesn't hold like Reb Chanina? Why? Because I understand that if you want to go bust a karev, you could drink the wine. You can assume it came from this vineyard. We just said this karev belongs to a Yisrael. But how do you know that it didn't come me'alma? And maybe the me'alma are Eina Yehudim. So it's interesting. In the previous Gemara, we didn't even take into account the me'alma. We said the whole me'alma was Yisrael. But in this story, I guess it was different, right? Each story is a different story. In this story, the me'alma are Eina Yehudim. So says the Gemara, why was Sharinu Rava? Because you're going Basarayv, maybe, I'm sorry, because you're going Basakarev, maybe you shouldn't have to go Basarayv. Now, if he doesn't hold like Reb Chanina, very good. But says the Gemara, Leima lo yisavala Reb Chanina, because he holds Reb Akarev, you really go Basakarev. Says the Gemara, no, Shani Hasam. Over there it's different. Deruba deshfucha Yisrael nino. Most of the people, Rashi says, they used to pour the wines into flasks. These chevra were yidden. And as a result, if you find it inside a flask, it probably came from one of those yidden that were working it. And as a result, we're assuming that this is kosher wine. Because the Jews are working in the kosher vineyard. The Hani Mili says, the Gemara Beravrafi, this halacha is only true if the flask that you found was a large flask. Aval Zutri, if you found a small flask, Emer Meyavi Drachim Nafel, we assume that it came from the Ivrei Drachim. So the Ivrei Drachim, the travelers, they used to carry these little hip flasks, right? But they were smaller, those flasks. So if it's a small flask, you assume it came from the Ivrei Drachim. L'may nafkimina, oh, called the parish, meruba parish. And now we're ready, we assume that maybe it's not kosher. If it's big, so then we for sure don't think it came from the Ivrei Drachim. And being that most of the shvuchay are yidden, we assume it's for sure yiddish. Let's say you found big flasks and small flasks. Ema ba'avrure havamanchi. So then we assume that maybe it came from the Ivrei. Then the halacha is that even the ketanim are going to be mutter. And the reason is that we assume that it all fell from the same person. Meaning, if you have Rav Ravi, so then we said for sure it's going to be mutter. If you found Zutri, maybe it fell from David Drachim. If you found both, so then we assume that being that the big ones is a sign that it's not from a traveler. So the small one, we don't think came from a traveler either, but we assume the big one and the small one both came together, and the halacha is that they are both going to be mutter. So we're going to move along now and really return to the topic of the beginning of Bava Basra, Hashutfin, and more so Layachbar, different halachas related to Niskei Shechenim. Zok de Mishnah. Marchikin esa ilo min ha'ir, esrim v'chamesh ama. A person has an obligation to make sure that if he wants to plant a tree, that it's 25 amas away from the closest city. So you can't build a tree too close to a city. How much harchaka do you have to have? 25 amas. Ubecharuva v'shikma. Let's say the tree is either a carob tree or it's a sycamore tree. Chamisha amas, then you need even more space. Then you would have to have 50 amas. Now, what's this all about? So Rashi quotes the Gemara. We'll see in a second. It's related to the beauty, the aesthetic quality of the city. So because of the noy of the ear, we want there to be a little bit of space between the tree and the city. How much space? 25 amas. The chruv and the shikma need more. And the reason Rashi says is because these are leafier. Anfeim rabin. They have more branches, more leaves. And as a result, for the noy of the ear, you need a little bit more space. It would have to be at least 50 amas away. Okay. Abishol said, "Kol ilan srak chamish amam." Any tree that doesn't bear any fruit also needs 50 amas. And the reason is because an ilan srak, Rashi says, is a gnai for the city. And being that it's a gnai for the city, you want it to be even farther away. Says the Mishnah, "Im." Not ve'im, im ho'ir kadmo. Let's say a person went and he violated the salach and he planted a tree within 25 amas from the city, or it was a chruv, a shikma, it was an ilan srak, and it was within 50 amas of the city. So the halach is that if the city was taka there first, koitzitz, you have to cut down your tree, ve'in enoiz and damim, and the people in the city, they don't have to make you whole. Ve'im ilam kadan, let's say the tree was there first, koitzitz, then again, you have to cut it down. And this time, you're going to get reimbursed. So again, if you mamish violated the halacha, let's say you didn't mamish violate the halacha because you planted the tree before the city was there, meaning they built a city on your tree, not the other way around. You still have to cut it down. But in this case, at the very least, nois and damim, you're going to be reimbursed. Suffix zek kadam, v'suffix zek kadam. Let's say it's a suffix, what came first? Did the tree come first, or did the city come first? Koitz v'ini nois and damim. So the halach is, you would have to cut down the tree, and you are not going to get reimbursed. Okay, my time. What's pshat in this halach? Marchikin eso ilam min o'ir, esam v'chamishamo. Ubecharba v'shikmo, chamishamamo. Ilan srak, chamishamamo. What underpins this halacha? Omar Ula Ula said, Mishum Noye Hoir. It's the beauty of the city that underpins this halacha. Make the Gemara, I understand. You're telling me there's a halacha because of the noy of the city that you have to have 25 or 50 amas of distance for tape glay. You're saying good, but say better. Dein oisin sada migrish, v'loi migrish sada. So what exactly is a migrish and what's a sada? So really, it's based on a pasuk in the Torah. U'migrishei ha'orim asher titnu la'alaviyah mikira ir v'chutza elef amas sada. And from here we learn a halacha that around all the cities, there had to be 1,000 amos of migrish, which is just landscaping, empty land. And then around that, another 1,000 amos of sada, a field. So there had to be real landscaping in the front of a city. 1,000 amas of migrash and 1,000 amas of sada. Now, the halach is, ein oisin sada migrash, V'loy migrash sada. That means you can't make a field in the area that's designated for migrash, which is 1,000 amas, by the way. Which means that there's 1,000 amas of land in front of a city that has to be completely empty. So you're telling me, anaya halacha, marchikin esoilam in oir, 25 amas? Sadar din, 1,000 amas, not 25 amas, and that 1,000 amas has to be migrash, which means you can't have anything there. So it's passionate that you can't have a tree within 25 amas. The Gemara says, "Leitzricha l'drabbi Eliezer." You have to say that the halach of the Mishnah was said in accordance with Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar holds Oisin Sada Mikrash and Mikrash Sada. Oh, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't agree with this halacha. So being that he doesn't agree with this halacha, they apashit. You have to say our Mishnah was saying it's halacha. Alibid Rabbi Eliezer says the Gemara. Meaning, and what's the punchline? Hacha Mishum Noyir Loyav Dinon. That even though Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of this halacha of 1,000 amas of Mikrash, but here there's a cheshbin of Noyir, and because of Noyir Loyav Din. Ulu Rabbana Nami Damri Einoisin Sada Mikrash Loy Mikrash Sada. But then the Gemara says, I'll tell you what, I can make this Mishnah work even according to the Rabbana that hold ain't oisin sada migrash v'loy migrash sada. Why? Because hadim b'liz ra'im. Could be even the Rabbanon only said this halacha in the event that it's zra'im. Avaliv lanois. But if you're dealing with the lanois of dinon, then already it's different. Meaning the halacha of ain't oisin migrash sada means you can't plant things. But a tree is different. So if you want to plant wheat, that you can't do. You want to plant barley? That you can't do. But a tree, a boim, that's a whole different story. Hamashmal on our Mishnah, that although it's true within the Migrash, you want to plant trees, you can plant trees. But within 25 amas, or within 50 amas, not, because v'halcha mishum noye ha'ir, lo, it says, v'mna temra, d'shani bein, z'ra'in li'lanis. What's the makar? How do you know that there's a difference between stam planting things versus planting trees, right? Where do you see that difference as it relates to the Migrash? You can't plant zra'im, but you could plant trees. The Tanya, the Makar is a Braisa, and this Braisa is in Meseches Erevin. Tafchav Gimel Amud Beis. The Tanya, Karfeif, Yoisem Mibeis Hosayim, Shehukaf Ladira. So what's a Karfeif? So a Karfeif is like a huge yard. Now, this Karfeif had to be really huge. Yoisem Mibeis Hosayim, huge. Okay, it was Hukaf. It's surrounded. In Halacha, in the world of Erevin, in Hilcha Shabbos, in the Sugyas of Aitzah, it's a Rishus Hayachid. Stating that, the rabbi said that a karfeif that's Yosef Beis HaSayim, being that it's so big, we don't want you to carry there on Shabbos. Midrabana, not Midei Raisa, only Midrabana. Stating that, if it's Hukaf Ledira, if the purpose of this karfeif, when the mechitzas were made around it, they were made for people to actually live there, it was Ledira, in that instance already, it's going to be okay. Okay, so this Bryce is talking about a karfif yoisim ibeis hasayim that was hukaf ladira. So far, so good. If you want to carry there on Shabbos, you could. Stating that, Nizra Rubai, let's say roif of this was now planted. You started putting all these plantations in it. So then the halach is harehu kigina. It's going to be treated already like a gina. Meaning, if it was Nizra Rubai, so now we're going to view this as a garden. For us, sir, and you're not going to be able to carry there based on the fact that it's a karfif that's yoisem ibeis hasayim. Says the Braisa, Nita Rubai. If you didn't plant things there, but rather you planted a tree, again, Nizra Rubai means you put seeds in the ground, as opposed to Nita Rubai, you planted a tree, Hareo Kachatzer Mutter, then we're going to feel like a regular Chatzer, and it's going to remain Mutter. What's the point? The point is, if you plant a tree, it doesn't change the underlying status of the area that you planted the tree. So if it was a karfif yoisim ibeis hasayim shukaf ladira, the tree doesn't change that. If you put zra'im there, the zra'im are going to change that. So in the same vein, as it relates to our halacha, the din is that a migrash has to be a migrash. You can't make it into a sada. If you put zra'im there, you just change the metzias. And because you change the metzias, so now already you're going to have a problem. If, however, you planted a tree there, the tree doesn't change it, and therefore it's not going to be an issue. So again, what was the kasha? Marchikin so ilo min o'ir, esum v'chamishamo, chamishamamo, my time o'mishum noye yo'ir. What's the kasha? Typically, ein oisin sada migrash, u'migrash sada, and for the Gemara, two terusim. The first tarets is, it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold it as halacha that you can't make a sada migrash and a migrash and a sada. So this Mishnah is in the world of Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, do whatever you want. Oh, 25 amis, there's a cheshbon of noy, there you can't do whatever you want. Nami, the second tarets of the Gemara is, that we're talking about, the second teretz of the Gemara is, that being that we're talking about a tree is already different. This halacha of Ein Oisin, Sada, Migrash, and Migrash Sada, that's true regarding Zra'i. But as it relates to Ilanois, over there already, you're not going to have that halacha. So, the Mishnah said, Marchikin esailam in air esam v'cham yeshamo ubecharav v'shikma chamishamam. Abishol said even an ilan tzrak has a halacha of chamishamam. Then the sefer of the Mishnah said, what happens if you now have a tree that's within this proximity that's not supposed to be within of the city? Now what? So the Mishnah said like this: three halachas. If the city came first, so then the halach is you have to cut down your tree and we're not going to reimburse you. Meaning you did something you weren't supposed to do. If you planted the tree first, when you planted the tree, it was okay. So then the halach is you have to take down the tree, but we're going to make you whole. Let's say it's a suffix. So then the halach is you take down the tree and in a nois and damin, you're not going to be made whole. The Gemara now is going to compare and contrast the seif of our Mishnah with a Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. And it's kedai to just turn the page and see the Mishnah over there. It's a Mishnah that we're familiar with already because it's already come up in Perek Lo Yachmer. The Mishnah there says as follows: Marchikin Eso Ilam in Habar Esrim V'Cham Yisham. Very similar halach. You have to make sure that a tree that you want to plant is at least 25 amis away from a bar. Ubechar v'uveshikma, like our Mishnah said, chamishim amis, it has to be 15 amis. Bein milmala, bein minatza, says the Mishnah. What happens if this halacha was violated? Im abar kadma, if the bar was there first, and you went and you did the wrong thing, koitzeitz, you have to knock it down, v'noisein damim, and we're going to make you whole. Then ilon kadam, let's say you planted the tree first, lo yikotz, so then you can even leave it there, meaning I didn't do anything wrong. Safik zek kadam, a safik zek kadam, let's say it's a safik, so then the halach is lo yikotz, then you don't have to cut it at all. Rabbi Yossi schaylik, Rabbi Yossi holds, al ha nizik laharchik es atzmoy, that's already for daf chofei amud beis. But essentially, the Mishnah gave us the same three halachas regarding someone that violated a very similar halacha. Again, our Mishnah is talking about marchikin eso ilon min ha'ir. The Mishnah chofei amud beis is talking about marchikin eso ilon min habar. Similar numbers, similar measurements. Stating that, if you look carefully at the halachas of the Mishnah, they're different for the two Mishnayos. Marchikin es ha'ilon min ha'ir. If the ear was there first, and you violated the halacha, chop down the tree, you're not getting reimbursed. If what you did was okay because there was no city there, and then they built the city, chop down the tree, but we'll be kind, we're going to make you whole. And if there's a suffix, chop down the tree, and you're getting nothing. As it relates to the bar, same three halachas, but it's not the same. If the bar was there first, chop down the tree, we'll make you whole. By the city, chop down the tree, we're not making you whole. If the city was there first. But by the bar, chop down the tree, and we will make you whole. Let's say you came there first by the bar, you don't even have to chop down the tree. What was the halacha by the Elon? No, you have to chop down the tree, we'll just make you whole. And over here, if it's a suffix, then just leave the tree. What was the halacha in our Mishnah? If it's a suffix, chop down the tree. Oh, and by the way, we're not making you whole. Either way, so you have these two halachas that seem to really mirror each other. And the Gemara goes through the three possibilities. If the tree came first, if the city or the bar came first, or if there's a suffix. But the way the halachas shtel zechayis are different, and that's the avodah from where we're up to now until the Mishnah to try to figure out what is the pshat in the discrepancies between these two Mishnahs. So again, the Mishnah said, "V'im ir kadma koitznet ve'inu nois and dam." So let's say the city came before the tree, and then you went ahead and you planted a tree. Obviously, pe'iser. So what's the halacha koitznet? You have to chop down the tree. And you're not going to be made whole. What you did was wrong. Chop it down. Not giving you anything. Why is it different than the pit? The Mishnah said, that if the bar was there and then you planted the tree when you weren't supposed to, chop it down, but we make you whole. So why by the city do we not make you whole? By the bar, we do make you whole. Says the Gemara. Rav Kahana said that the reason is because Hainu Damri Inshi, it's going to be explained with a mashal, Kidri Debe Shutfi, Loi Chamima, Veloi Karira, that if you have a ketera that belongs to two people, right, if there's two chefs in the kitchen, you know what's going to end up happening? The food's not going to be hot, it's not going to be cold. And the reason is because everyone's going to rely on the other person. What's the point? The point is that the person that planted the tree next to the bar, we assume the bar is owned by one person. The person that planted the tree next to the city, we assume that the city belongs to, obviously, a lot of people. The one person that owns the bar, we're assuming is going to make the payment that he has to make. The people that own the city b'shutfis, they're never going to make payments because everyone's going to be relying on the other guy. So when it comes to the person that planted his tree b'isser regarding the bar, so we say koitzitz v'nois and damen. We tell the guy, listen, cut it down, but yeah, make sure the guy pays you. We'll assume he's going to pay him, and then you're going to cut it down, and everything is going to be okay. But as it relates to the city, if you're going to say, cut down the tree when you get paid, meaning I want COD, and then I'm going to cut down the tree, you're never going to get paid. If you're never going to get paid, you're never going to cut down the tree. If you're never going to cut down the tree, you're always going to have the tree. We don't want the tree. So it's for that reason it's more chamer in our Mishnah. The reason it's more chamer in the Mishnah is based on the expression of, and we think that you're never going to get paid. And being that we think you're never going to get paid, so therefore, we think you're never going to cut it down. And we want you to cut it down. It's very important because of Noye Yoyer. So therefore, the halach of here is going to be, but the Gemara says, oh my gosh, I don't even understand the whole kasha. Meaning, you're answering a Gemara's kasha with an expression? Come on. This kasha is such an easy kasha. Maybe the reason our Mishnah is more chamor than the Mishnah Chafei Amid Beis is because in our Mishnah, you're chapping with a rabbin, you're chapping with a city. But in the Mishnah Chafei, you're chapping with a bar that belongs to a yachid. So maybe that's the difference. The Gemara says, Eli Itmed Rav Kahana, Seif Itmed. If Rav Kahana invoked the expression of Kederi de Beishut v'lechamim v'lekarira to explain our Mishnah, it must have been related to the Seifa. Okay, what did the Seifa in the Mishnah say? If the tree came first, you cut down the tree, then and you get paid. What's the kasha? It sounds a little bit like first cut down the tree, and then afterwards try to get payment. Why can't he tell them, first give me the money, and then I'll cut it down. I mean, it sounds like in order. Not just koitz v'nos and damen, that's the halacha. First cut it down and then you get paid. Why can't he say, I want it in the reverse? On Rav Kahana, it's regarding this, Rav Kahana said, because we're afraid you're never going to get paid. I mean that we're afraid you're never going to get paid. It's for that reason that you have to do it in this order. Suffix zek kadam, koitz it's v'inu nois and damen. What did the Mishnah say on Chafei Amid Beis? Suffix zek kadam, suffix zek kadam. Lo yakutz. Frey the Gemara. Ma'ishna mi bar da amrit lo yakutz. How come by the bar the halach is lo yakutz? Here the halach is cut it down, don't get paid. And here the halach is mamish the other extreme. You don't even have to cut it down. So the Gemara says, "Hasam over there, the vadei lav lo mekutz koy." Over there, you don't for sure have to cut it down, right? Because what's the halach by the bar? If you did a pe'iser, you have to cut it down. If you did it behatah, you don't have to cut it down. So if this is a suffix, maybe you have to cut it down. Maybe you don't have to cut it down. It's a suffix moment. So we don't know for sure that you have to cut it. You don't tell him to cut it down. But hocha over here, when a person plants a tree next to a city, monoshach, you have to cut it. Because if you planted a pe'isser, you have to cut it. And even if you planted it behatah, you have to cut it. What's the nafkimina? Whether you get paid or not, but monoshach, you have to cut it. So what's the shayla? Of course you have to cut it. Now, what's the question? Getting paid. If I'm cutting it, you should have to pay me. Oh, you want to get paid? I'm reading like we tell him, I see Rayushko, bring me a Raya, because now it's a Suffolk moment, and you have no ability to go over to the people in the city and to schlep out money, so it's going to be a Suffolk moment, where the din is, all of a Raya. So though it's true at first glance, it seems to be mamish min akatsa al akatsa, as it relates to the tree next to the city, misafik. What's the halacha? Cut it and don't get paid. As it relates to the tree next to the bar, misafik, what's the halacha? You don't even have to cut it. How could it be so opposites from a basic halacha perspective? The Teretz is, if you go through each one individually, it makes perfect sense. Because by the bar, it's a safik if you have to cut it. So, misafik, I don't have to cut it. Boom. Over here, you vaday have to cut it. It's a safik whether you get paid. Okay, so you vaday cut it. Safik, you get paid. So, it's true. It's like a little interesting loophole where two halachas that seem to be so similar end up manifesting themselves so differently. But if you understand the underlying principle, the very simple underlying principle, it actually makes perfect sense. We are going to exhale over here. So as it relates to Reid, so really it's a very lumdish adaf, the sugya of Reid v'Kariv, and really in the last machzer, we went through some of the lumdis, and it's kedai to be ayin shan. But as it relates to this machzer, continuing along the theme of the beginning of Bava Basra, this is the calm before the storm, right? In a few days, we're starting Chesk Sabbatim. But just to continue a little bit with some of the hashtag light raid, one ha'ar nifla that is very much related to today's daf, and that is, the story's told that when the Chassam Sofer was appointed to be Rav in Matostov, so the Chassam Sofer was Rav in the city of Dresnitz. He then became Rav in Matisdorf, and a short while later, he became the Rav in Prishbark. So when the Chassam Sofer was going from Dresnitz to Matisdorf to be Mekabel the Rabbonis, so he passed through Prishbark, and he went to visit the Gaivid of Prishbark, who at the time was Rav Meshulam Igra. Now, Rav Meshulam Igra was famous to be a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous Goyin. In yeshiva lore, from all the Goyinim that lived in that Kufa, it's possible that Rav Meshulam Igra was the greatest. And the Chassam Sofer knew that, and the Chassam Sofer had a suffix that maybe when he goes to visit Rav Meshulam Igra, he has an obligation to make a bracha. The bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham HaRazon. Now, the background to that bracha is a Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Haraya Uchlusei Yisrael. If somebody sees Uchlusei Yisrael, so Rashi says, what does it mean Uchlusei Yisrael? It means 600,000 Yidden. So if somebody sees 600,000 Yidden, Omer, he makes the following bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham HaRazon. And the reason you make the bracha chacham harazim she'ein daitam doim zelozeh ve'ein partzufeim doim zelozeh. So the nusach of the bracha chacham harazim has something to do with the fact that if you see 600,000 yidden, so really what you see is the totality of the diversity of all the different deis that Jews can have, right? Yisrael is yesh shishim riba yosias l'toira. There was 600,000 yidden when the yidden left Mitzrayim, and in Pnimius HaTorah, there's 600,000 Yidden always. And if that's the case, there's 600,000 Deos. So this is Indian of 600,000 Deos. If someone sees 600,000 Yidden, oh, he's looking at that, and you make a special bracha. The bracha you make is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Chacham HaRazon. So the Gemara on Nun Ches Amud Beis tells a story. Rapapa, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Havaka Ozli Ba'urcha. Rapapa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, they were traveling together. Pogube Rav Chanina Breid Rav Yika. And they bumped into Rav Chanina Breid Rav Yika. Amrulei. So Rapapa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua told Rav Chanina Breid Rav Yika, Bahadi de Chazinon, Barchinan Aloch Tart. You know, we're so happy that we just met you. We're going to make two brachas. And they got up, B'shem HaMalchus. They said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Ashecholak Mechachmasoi Le'Yireyev. Now, that's a different bracha. That's a bracha that's also mentioned here in the sugyas in the end of Masechtas brachas, where the Gemara says, Haroya Chach Mi'Yisrael, you're supposed to make that bracha. So they said, oh, a grace of Chacham, so we're going to make that bracha. Additionally, they made another bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehecheyanu V'kiyumanu V'giyanu L'zman Hazeh. 30 days goes and you don't see a person, and then you meet the person, and here's the important caveat, you're happy to meet the person, so there's an Indian to make a Shehecheyanu. So they made these two brachas. Amar Lahu, Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika told Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Ano Nami, me too, Kivan Dechazitinchu, now that I see you, Chashavtinu Ilovai Kishit the Rebbe Van Beis Yisrael, I feel like I just saw 600,000 Yidden. And I'm going to make not two brachas on you, I'm going to make three brachas. Hanach Tarti, he went and he made the bracha of Shecholak, Ashecholak Michachmas Liereyev. He made a Shecheyonu, and then he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham HaRazon. So Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua told Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika, Chakim Askulei, hi, you're such a Chacham that you hold, that you know that you can make a bracha on us, the individual. Chacham Arazim, Yavu Be'enayu, they looked at him in a funny way, V'shachiv, and he ended up dying. So the Gemara tells a fascinating, very, very cryptic story, where Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, they have this encounter, Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika, Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika makes the bracha, Baruch Chacham Arazim. Now it was a big chiddush what he did, because although there is a makar to this bracha, but what does the Gemara say? If somebody sees Uchluse Yisrael, you see 600,000 Yidden, that's when you're supposed to make the bracha. But he held that they were choshev to him, literally, on the level as if he would have seen 600,000 Yidden. So what did he do? He belted out this bracha. They weren't happy about it. Chakim askulei hai, yavu be'enayu, and mysteriously, v'shachiv, he ended up dying. Now, this idea that you can make the bracha of Baruch Chacham HaRazon even on a yachid is not mentioned in the Rambam. Rambam doesn't talk about it. But at the same time, the Torah does bring it. It's in Arachayim, it's a Simen Reish Chaf Dalet. The Torah says as follows, Haroya Shishim Riba Biyachad Mi Yisrael. If somebody sees 600,000 Yidden, Oymer, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham HaRazon. Vimhem Goyim, you say something else. Now, says the Torah, Vimroya Afilu Echod, Shahu Muflik Bechachma. Let's say you see one person who's Muflik Bechachma, Yivarech Acham Arazim. You can make the bracha. What's the raya? The Rab Chanina Braid Ravika Baruch Katchazi, the Rapapa. He made the bracha when he saw Rapapa and Ravuna Braid Rav Yeshua. The Yesh Oimim says the Torah, there's some that say, She'im Bismanazem Mishiroy Lavarech Alachkach. That Bismanazem is no Yochid that's right to make the bracha on, and as a result, today, don't rezachain that you met someone that you think you can make the bracha on, because really there's no one you can make the bracha. So with that introduction, the Chassam Sofer is about to visit Rav Meshulam Migra. And he had a tzad that although the Torah says, it could be there's an exception. And the exception is none other than Rav Meshulam Migra. And he had a tzad, maybe he's supposed to make the bracha. But he wasn't sure. Make the bracha, not make the bracha. Now, misafik, it's 2 days in the Torah. You can't make the bracha. So he had an etzah. He walks into Rav Meshulam Migra, Shalom Aleichem. Incidentally, the encounter between the Chassam Sofer and Rav Meshulam Migra is mentioned in a few truvas in Eben Ezra Chelik Beis. We have raid bites on these truvas. In the Sugis of Bafanai Nechtav, of Bafanai Nechtam, where Rav Meshulam Migra told him that everyone today is chashid. There's no one that's a kosher anymore. And the reason is because they all shave with razors. But the bottom line is, so the Chassam Sofer comes and he says, Rebbe, Rav, I have a shayla. So what's the shayla? He says that the Gemara has a whole discussion whether or not you're supposed to make a bracha on a yachid, chacham arazim. And he read the Gemara. And he read it the way I understand it, b'shem ha-malchus. He said, Tanu Rabbanan, haroyuch lusei Yisrael, oime baruch ato Hashem elikeinu melech ha'olam, chacham arazim. Imamish said over the bracha, reading the Gemara ki'ilu, b'shem ha-malchus. But he said, I have a kasha. Because he wasn't making the bracha, he was coming to talk to him and learning. So what's he telling him? He said, how come the Rambam doesn't bring it? He doesn't understand why the Rambam doesn't bring the salacha. So he says, a pasha, you're going to tell me that the reason the Rambam doesn't bring it is because maybe the Rambam holds like the Torah. And he held, he said, but the problem is, the Rambam brings the Hilchus al Mashicha. So if the Rambam brings Hilchus al Mashicha, there's going to be people. If that's the case, so he walked and he wanted to make the bracha, but he wasn't sure if he could make the bracha. So he said, pasha, I'll say it derech limud while I'm talking and learning. I'll have a kasha, and like this, I'll be able to make the bracha. And this is what he asked Rav Meshulam Migra. So Rav Meshulam Migra told him, he says, no. He said, no. He says, you want to know the Rambam didn't bring it? I'm going to tell you why. He said, because it's not noyik bezman hazeh, because he held like the Yesh Oimrim in the Torah. She'im bezman hazeh, misha roi levaruch aloch kach. Ay, it's a hilchus al Mashicha. He said, when Mashiach's going to come, it's going to be umala aretz deyos Hashem. He said, when Mashiach's going to come, there's going to be tchias ha-mesim. You're going to have Moshe Rai Mehemna, you're going to have Aaron HaKoyen, and you're going to have Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and there's going to be Yosef HaTzadik, and there's going to be David Malka Mashicha, and you're going to have Abaya Verava, and there's going to be Ramein Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Lez Rabbi Yeshua, and then you're going to have all the Gedoyle Yoylam, and Rashi, and the Bali Toismas, and the Rambam. He says, you're going to have all the Gedoylam. So if you're going to see a person who's on the level of making a chacham arazim, there's not going to be a din to make a bracha. You know why? He says, the reason there's a havamini you can make a bracha like this on a yachid is why? It's because it's such a davar mechudesh. So it's the chiddush about you're able to make the bracha. He said, but when Mashiach's going to come, it's not going to be such a chiddush. It's going to be, wherever you go, you're going to see people like this. So he said, Maman of Shach, today you don't make it because there's no one on the level today. On the spot, he said, if that's the case, kasha. He said, which kasha from the Tosfos Yontif? He said, the Mishnah says, Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis. Marchikin Eso Ilo Min Oir Esrim V'Chomesh Amo. U'B'Chorv V'Shikmo Chamishim Amo. Abishol said, Kol Ilon Srak Chamishim Amo. The Rambam in his Yad Chazaka does not bring Abishol's halacha of Kol Ilon Srak Chamishim Amo. And the Tosfos Yontif, in his commentary on this Mishnah, Berak Lo Yachbar, he asks as a kasha, why did the Rambam not bring this halacha? L'chura, Abishol said it, I don't see why you should be chaylik on this halacha. Why is it something that he didn't bring? Says the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you why. He said, because the Nemukah Yosef says on our sugya right here, that really all these halachas of marchigin esoilam in ear esim v'chom yishamo u'becharev u'beshikma chamisha mamo, all these dinim are not noyik b'zman hazeh. He says, today, unfortunately, noye yo'ir, Halavai, we should have it here. Halavai, this should be Sholem. But Knoye Yair is something that unfortunately is unattainable in Golas. It was something that was Negei Eretz Yisrael, and even then, only when Klai Yisrael's B'Yeshuvon, Abba B'Golas, this is something that's not Negei. So he said, B'Zman Hazeh, the Halacha is not Negei. Nor Vos, it's going to be Negei when Mashiach comes. And the Rambam brings the Chilchus of the Mashiach. So said the Chassam Sofer, the Gemara says in the end of Masechtos Ksubis, Asidim kol Islone Srak to be Moitzin Peiris. When Mashiach comes, it's not going to be Ilone Srak anymore. So he said, if there's not going to be Ilone Srak anymore, so it comes out when Mashiach comes, this halach is not going to be Negei either. So he told Rabbi Shlomo Migra that your teretz to why the Rambam didn't bring the Bracha of Baruch Hacham Arozim, it's not Negei now, why not? She'im Bezman Hazam Mishiroi Lavaruch Olach Kach. Ayat Hilchus on the Mashiach. He says, yeah, when it's going to be a Hilchus on the Mashiach, who's going to be on the left? It's going to be commonplace. Ain't no chiddush kol kach. Lefize yesh liyashiv kushes atoyzus yontem. Toyzus yontem. Skach hakun ram didn't bring Ilan Eitzrak. Bezman is that the Mugiyosef said it's not negeya. Ay hilchus on the Mashiach, there's going to be a day where it's going to be negeya. It's true. There's going to be a day when, in theory, it's going to be negeya. But not Ilan Eitzrak. Because Hasidin, call Ilan Eitzrak one day to be Moitzi Peres. It's not going to be such a thing anymore as Ilan Eitzrak. So it's not Negeya now, it's not going to be Negeya then, and as a result, it's for that reason that said the Chassam Sofer, Lefi, what you're telling me, your logic, this halacha was not brought down. Either way, this was the Shakla Vitaria between the Chassam Sofer and Rav Shlomo Migra during that encounter as the Chassam Sofer was passing through Prishbarg. Obviously, one day, Prishbarg would become the Mokoim and the art of the Chassam Sofer. But at that point, he was over Drachim. He was just passing by. This was the encounter that he had together with the great Rav Shlomo Migra. One more Ha'ara? Yeah, one more Ha'ara. So I'll tell you a Ha'ara that Rabbi Yitzchak Silver shared with me. Rishkoilel, beautiful, beautiful Ha'ara. It's in the Sefer Cheshkes HaTorah. Now, the Sefer Cheshkes HaTorah is, for those that know, Meluket mitoich droshois v'shiyurei hagoyinu amiti Ramosha Mordcha Shulzinger Zeke Tzadik Levracha Bal Mishmar HaLevi. It's a very, very chashuv sefer with real brisk maises. I'm sure Tzviki could fill us in here a little bit with some of these maises, but this is mamish right out of his playbook. But regardless, in the Sefer Cheshkes HaTorah, it's page Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, and Chav Tes. So Rav Shulzinger was talking about a Yid whose name was Ramosha Landinsky. So who is Rav Moshe Landinsky? Rav Moshe Landinsky was a Volozhin Talmid who was the Reshiv in Radin. He was Reshiv in Radin in the Zeitim of the Chofetz Chaim. He was co-Rosh Yeshiva together with Rav Naftali Trop, the Granat. He was a Goyen Oilam, one of the great Goyenim of the Litvish world, Sifsois of you, Doivois Bekever. So Rav Moshe Landinsky, Rav Schulzinger said, surely after he got married, so he would learn in the Ezra's Noshim, in a shul in Bialystok. So there was a Bialystok of Esmedrish, and he would sit in the Ezra's Noshim, that's where he would learn. And he had a chavrusa. You know what chavrusa was? Remei Simcha, the Arsameach. And he would learn together with the Arsameach. And he brings that there are certain excerpts that we have in Masorah of some of the exchanges that Rav Moshe Landinsky had together with Remei Simcha. He brings a bunch of them. It's in the Sefer Cheshkes HaTorah. He's trying to bring out Cheshkes HaTorah and Geshmak and what it meant to be a Goyen one day, once upon a time, and the incredible Tfisa that some of these Goyenim had. Either way, so he said he doesn't know if Rav Meir Simcha asked this kasha we're about to say to Rav Moshe Landinsky, or Rav Moshe Landinsky asked the kasha to Rav Meir Simcha. So who is the Shoyel and who is the Nishal is not 100% clear. But either way, one of the Goyenim asked one of the other Goyenim the following question. He said, there's a Gemara in Masechtes Nida, Daf Chof Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this, Ifra Hurmiz, Ima de Shvar Malka. Ifra Hurmiz, she was a non-Jewish woman. She was the mother of the Shvar Malka, who herself was the mother of, right, the king. Shadra Dama Lekame de Rava. She sent blood to Rava. So, you know, she had heard that the Chachamim consider themselves to be experts in Dam Nida, right? They're able to be mafchim between Dam from the Makar, we had it earlier in the Daf, from the Aliyah, if it's Dam Isha, it's not Dam Isha, Dam Chimud, right? All the different Dam. So, she heard that the rabbis are very, very proficient in this esoteric field, specifically Rava. So she sent blood to Rava. And the Gemara says that when Rava received the blood, the dam, from Ifra Hurmiz, have a Yasser Rabbi Vadi Kameh. Rabbi Vadi was a Talmud of Rava, he was sitting there. Amar Allah, Haidam Chimru. So he sent back, Rava smelled, the Gemara says, the dam, and said, oh, based on the smell of the dam, the odor of the dam, I know that this dam is dam chimud. You want to know what kind of dam it is? That's the dam with significance in Hilchas Nida. Amar Le Libra, so Ifra Hormuz told her son, Tochazi kama chakima Yehudai. Look at the Jews, the geniuses. Rava smelled the dam, and he was able to know that the dam is dam chimud. Amar Le, so the son told the mother, Dilma kisuma baruba. How do you know? Maybe he got lucky. How do you know that? Maybe it was pure luck. No. So she said, you know, I'm going to make sure it wasn't luck. Hadar shadra le shitin mine dama. She ended up sending 60 different types of dam. So Rava gets 60 dam, and each one, he has to be machriya, what exactly this dam is. V'kulu amrinu. And all of the dam, he was able to figure out, with the exception of Ahu Basra. The last one, the 60th, he couldn't figure out. Now, the reason he couldn't figure out what the dam was, because it was dam kinem hava. The dam came from kinem. It came from lice. For Loyada, and Rava didn't know that. Meaning, all the dam that came from Anisha, he was able to figure out exactly what the Indian of that dam was. But the dam kinem was something he possibly didn't know, and as a result, he couldn't figure it out. So the Gemara says, Abistayim milsa. Rava had a tremendous siyata deshmaya. V'shoda lo srikusa de mekat lo kalmi. Meaning, Rava sent back a tshuva to 59 of the bloods. One of them he didn't know, so he didn't send back a tshuva. But instead he sent a gift. And the gift was, he sent a srikusa, sent a comb. Now this was a comb that was used by women, and one of the things that the women used to use this comb for was to kill a kina. So she gets the answers to 59, and the 60th, the one he doesn't know, there's a comb to kill a louse. Ama Yehudai b'tavni d'libi yasvi. They're geniuses, I'm telling you, they lived up to every inch of their reputation. Mamash, 60 for 60, it's loyal, and it's not shaykh, it's not normal. What a genius Rav is, and it was just unbelievable. It was an incredible siyata d'shmaya. So either way, Rabbi Shlomo Dinsky and Rabbi Sivka, they're faring each other. They're sitting and learning, they're asking each other shaylas. So one of the goyim asked the other goyim, he says, you know, if you go through this story again a little bit carefully, there's one piece of information that seems to be completely superfluous. Ifra Hormuz imadishvar malka, shadra dama lekame de Rava, havayasi Rabbi Vadya kameh. Why was it important that Rabbi Vadya was sitting there? Rabbi Vadya didn't contribute one thing to this whole story. So he said, why was it necessary for... If Rabbi Vadya contributed something, fashteich, vasadegaton, what is Rabbi Vadya? It's a great story. But what does Rabbi Vadya have to do with the story? So the other guy told him on the spot. He said, vas heis, bava basra, davchav beizam and aleph. Vashteitim bava basra, davchav beizam and aleph. I forgot to say that this is a raid bite that's related to two dafen ago. Vashteitim bava basra, davchav beizam and aleph. The Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says that the halacha is, as it relates to Asog HaZvul, that if you have Ruchlin HaMachzirim Ba'ayaros, so then there's no issue of Asog HaZvul. Why is there no issue of Asog HaZvul? Because Ezra Tikin Lehem Yisrael, Shniu Ruchlin Machzirim Ba'ayaros, Kidei Shiyu Tachshitim Mitzuyin Lebnois Yisrael. But the Gemara said, Hanimili, that's only true Ladure, if you're going to make your rounds. But if you want to set up shop, it's different. But if you're a Tzur B'mirabonon, then you're even allowed to set up shop. Says the Gemara, Ki Hadar Rava, I'll tell you what my son, Sharulu the Rav Yoshia or the Rabbi Vadya. Rav Yoshe, Rabbi Vadya, they were ruchlin hamachzirim ba'yores. They were peddlers. They used to sell tachshitei noshim. This is what they did for a living. And he allowed them to set up shop. It's like this, they could sit in the store for a few hours, and afterwards they'd be able to sit down and be able to learn. My time, kibud rabbanon in uasu, literally migur sayus. Like this, they shouldn't have to be busy traveling all day. They'll be able to sit and learn. So whether it was Rav Moshe Landinsky who told Rav Meir Simcha, or Rav Meir Simcha told Rav Moshe Landinsky, he says, you want to know where Rabbi Vadya was mentioned? Because what was the story? The story was she goes ahead and she sends all these ksamim into Bis Medrash. So Rava says, I know 59, the 60th, I don't know. He says, you know, but I'm going to send her a gift. He takes Tachshitei Noshin, says, Vukum Rava, it's a Tachshitei Noshin. He says, the Teretz says, Have Yosef Rabbi Vadya come here. Rabbi Vadya was sitting there, and Rabbi Vadya, the Gemara says, in Bava Basra Chav Beis, he was Meruchel Amachzer Ala Yoros, as Ezra Tikin Lem Yisrael. This is what he did. So the Gemara with one word was trying to expavarn this kasha. Where in the world did Rava come to this come? The Teretz is Avi Yosef Rabbi Vadya Kameh. Every single word, every single line that's Sarah of Schulzing, a classic set. He said, this is godless. I, the one who asked the kasha, was godless. The Teretz was godless. Every part of this is godless. And then he bemoans, he says, I'm all people at Tfisa. He says, you hear Azam Maisa makes you want to run to Beis Medrash and Chazar and Chalil. It shouldn't make you have Chalish Zadas. It's just the opposite. It makes you want a chazer and to see what a person could come to when you chazer, but he was trying to bring out the ga'oinis of these two ga'oinim. Every single word is there for a cheshbin. Nida daf chaf, He saw right away, lo yachbar, bava basra, dav chav beza, either way, stop here.